Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A very special good afternoon to you on this Wednesday, January 26th in 2022. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan, and we got a gem of a show planned for you today. As you've been hearing on the station, we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 1991 Redskins team that won the early 1992 Super Bowl, and we are chock full of great guests to help us look back. Frank Herzog, the iconic voice of the team, will join us at 3 o'clock, one of my early mentors breaking into the business as a youngster. At 4 o'clock, Joe Jacoby, who should be in the Hall of Fame, the longtime, epic, and awesome tackle with Washington
during his stud
championship days. Mark Schlereth, who's been in the business, an analyst, probably better known for his days with the Broncos, honestly, but he was a starting guard on that 91 team. He's always a great guest. We'll talk to him at 5. And then the starting quarterback of the 91 Redskins offense that was one of the most potent and prolific and dynamic passing attacks in history, Mark Rypien, is with us at 6 o'clock tonight, an all-day-long celebration. We're doing a lot of other things, but those conversations have a chance to be really memorable.
And it's fun to go down memory lane. You know, it's the last great Redskins team, last great Washington football team. Just to put something into perspective for you, there's a million ways. You can look through any lens, right? You take a 30,000-foot view, you go down into the depths, you could pick apart any unit, any group of that 91 Redskins team. And you'd come back saying, yeah, that was pretty great. They're one of the greatest teams of all time. In fact, they were the number one all-time DVOA, according to Football Outsiders, in terms of history. Better than the 88-89 49ers, better than the 85 Bears, a number of other teams. Here's the way I would try to quantify this to folks. If you were too young or you don't know. This past weekend, the Tennessee Titans, albeit in a loss, sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. That's in one game. They sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. I'll say it one more time. 9 times. Mark Rypien, in a 16-game season, where he started 16 games, was sacked 7 times over the course of a season. Not a half, not a game, not just in the division, for a season. He dropped back almost 500 times and was sacked 7 times. Oh, my God.
They blew the doors off of everybody. And if you're me, or my age, my era, many of you listening, I'd say mid-30s or younger, you don't remember it. And you don't remember any of those days, those glory days, for this organization. It's all stories or what you've read or what you've seen in clips, and that's a really sad thing. But the Washington football team, then the Redskins, they were the Chiefs, man. They didn't have Mahomes, but they were the Chiefs. They were going to go hang 40, and they were going to blow everybody's doors off, and every week you knew they were going to win. They went 14-2 that year, and really it was more of a 15-1 season because in the final week of the year, they began the game with their starters. Then they took them out leading the game, and the Eagles came back and beat them on a last-second field goal. But really, that's a 15-1 team with the best margin, points scored and allowed, in history. And a lot of people feel like it's the best NFL team ever. So we'll be celebrating it again with some great guests today. Herzog at 3, who called all the games. Jacoby at 4, protected Mark Rypien, along with Schlereth, who helped plow the way on the ground at 5 o'clock. And then the quarterback himself, Rypien, at 6 o'clock. On Grant and Danny today. I want to start, whatever the opposite of celebrating the greatness of that team is, the Wizards' collapse last night has to be discussed immediately, right off the top here, a topic of the day. That was the most humiliating and embarrassing meltdown in a regular season game, probably in organizational history. The only thing I came up with when I was thinking about the times where, as a Wizards fan, you could have been that embarrassed was when Michael Ruffin intercepted an inbound pass and tried to throw it up into the air. Or I guess he caught the inbound pass and threw it up to try to milk the rest of the clock.
She was afraid of getting fouled.
And then Mo Pete catches the ball and hoists a prayer, and it's good, and the Wizards lose to the Raptors in that game. This was worse than that. If you weren't paying attention last night, the story goes thusly. The Wizards led by 35 points. They basically had a 2-1 advantage. They were scoring in the 60s. Their opponent, a terrible Clippers team, was scoring in the 30s at halftime. 2-1 at halftime, they led the game. And they lost. And I think, Danny, more outrageous than losing a game where you led by 35, which never happens, but will happen every several years in the NBA. Some of the specifics at the end of the game, in terms of how much they led by with how much time left, I think are worse than losing a game you led by 35. With 36.8 seconds left, KCP dunked the ball, and they were up by 8 with 36 seconds left. How do you lose that game? With 11.2 seconds left, Kyle Kuzma hit a free throw, and they were up by 6. With 8.2 seconds left, they're inbounding their possession of the ball with a 3-point game. And somehow, some way, despite leading by 1 point, with 1.9 seconds left, leading by 3, they lost in regulation. Like, these things don't happen. There was a stat Ben Standing told me about last night where teams leading by 7 with 11 seconds left were something like, it was one win in over 16,000 losses in the NBA. And they lost the game in regulation, mind you.
Yeah. It's hard to really quantify it unless you saw it. You know what I mean? Like, you're hearing, oh, they blew the lead. It more than that. Oh, hey, it took a million inept things and just chaos. And like guys look like they've never played before. And just bad decision-making and apathy and lethargy and a crazy rotation from Wes Unseld. Why didn't you sub or do this or that? Why didn't you change anything up? These are just words. I'm telling you, if you saw it, you'd be beaten down today. If you watched it, you'd go, I'm going to take a little break from this team. They could play tomorrow night. They could play a couple games.
I need a week.
I need some time before I do that again. That was, I hate to use these kind of words because it's, you know, it's still just sports, but it was disgraceful, honestly. It's the kind of thing where you go, what are we even doing?
No.
What's the point of all this?
Disgraceful is a good word. I mean, we're talking about, I hate the athletes get paid millions.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate to go down that road. I'm trying not to do that.
No, I'll hop in the car and drive down that road. You're talking about getting over $200 million, Bradley Beal. You fouled a guy while he was trying to shoot a game-tying three-pointer. The level of unacceptable of that Beal foul was legitimately outrageous. And there were 10 things that happened in the final few minutes of that game that were malpractice, that were unacceptable, that were awful, that can't happen. The fact that your best player, who we talk about around here like he's a superstar, is going to foul a shooter who just shot a ball without touching the rim to get within 3 from Bethesda. And now, you had a chance, by the way, to foul a guy who doesn't shoot threes. You chose not to. He hands the ball off like he's Jimmy Garoppolo giving it to a Deebo Samuel. And now, oh good, now Luke Kennard has it. He shoots the lights out. Let me wait till he goes up to shoot and then foul him while he's doing so. Honest to God, Danny, I've never seen anything so dumb in a game. Help me. Help me make sense of that. What could he have been thinking? Why are you anywhere near him? You have two options there. The first one, the correct one, what should have happened, Wes Unseld Jr., by the way, this loss is on you every bit as much as it's on the players. Foul that player, bringing it across the timeline. Foul the guy who's got the ball immediately. Anytime you get a chance to foul someone who's not shooting, you do it. You have a 3-point lead. But let's say you're not going to do that for the love of the game or because...
You got to make him make a tough shot.
Make him make a tough shot, whatever. The fact that you're going to foul a guy or get close enough to even possibly foul someone. Oh, I didn't touch him. You made a bad call. You were too close then. While he's shooting. Who shoots threes at a high level? It would be the equivalent of me just not talking today for 4.5 hours. And then after the show ended, me saying to Danny, was that good?
How did we do?
Like, what are you doing? 200 some million dollars? We're going to hand over and that's the play at the end of the game? I mean, I know I sound like a hot taker and everything, but dude, that game was so embarrassing. And there were other things. That's just the last thing.
Sure.
There were turnovers out the wazoo. Spencer Dinwiddie had a terrible quarter. Montrezl Harrell fouling at the center stripe, right at the timeline with 30 seconds left, leading by 7 to give you a stopped clock and free throws. So many things that made no sense. Where is Wes Unseld Jr. during any of this? The walls are caving in. Harrell played 11:52 in the fourth, Dinwiddie, who had 0 points, zero assists, three turnovers, and a bunch of bad decisions, played all 12 minutes in the fourth. Like, at some point, don't you go, let's change up some momentum. Let's try something else.
You got to do something different. I mean, just so what they kept doing is giving Bradley Beal the ball at the top of the key. And the Clippers said, okay, well, we'll just double this. What's he going to do, pass to Spencer Dinwiddie in the corner? He's 1 for 7 from three. He's useless. By the way, Spencer Dinwiddie in his current form is useless. If you're going to build around Bradley Beal, your second highest paid player, Spencer Dinwiddie doesn't fit, and this is broken. I don't see a fix. The best fix we've heard is from Tony Massenburg, who says bench Spencer Dinwiddie and have him come in and see if he can back some second unit guys down. I enjoyed this the first time when it was called Andre Miller.
I was going to say, that
what are we doing?
Very Andre Miller.
That's not a fix. Your third highest paid player, who's under contract for three more seasons at $17 million per, your three-point specialist is so buried deep on that bench, they're finding with the Chilean miners at this stage. You get him out of that by putting the three-point shooter in the corner.
He didn't see the floor. You're talking about Davis.
He's a DNP, old Davis.
He didn't see the floor in the second half while this lead is just falling apart.
You drafted Corey Kispert. Now, I guess Wes Unseld didn't, but Corey Kispert, who's coming along, who's starting to play well. Get them out of that. Do something different. But nope, same lineup. And you can hear in Justin Kutcher's voice as they're doing he's doing the game. He's going, same lineup.
Yeah.
It's the same lineup
starting to have his Steve Buckantz like tone.
And the lead is 10.
Where Buckantz used to be so dejected and sad, and it was after the big shot was made by like Courtney Alexander did something stupid. And then Etan Thomas like leaped but couldn't block a shot, or Calvin Booth had bricks for hands when they passed it into the
paint. Jahidi White punts it into the third round.
Jahidi White had a ball hit him right in the stomach he couldn't catch, or something like that, right? Chris Whitney just missed from deep. And so Steve Buckantz like sees the transition jumper and like Rick Smits just dunked on somebody. Rick Smits just dunked on Terry Davis. And Steve Buckantz goes, the Wizards have been outscored 14-2. You know the cadence.
How do you like that? I don't, Steve.
God bless Kutcher last night, because he was saying all the right, like he was saying things that he should have been saying.
Yeah.
And to the point where I was like, oh no, is he going to get a call? Not that he did anything wrong, but he's like, I can't believe this is happening. Normally you almost expect it to be like, they're going to win this game, guys. Don't worry. And you could just hear in his voice as he's watching this game. He's like,
slow drip. Yeah.
I can't believe we're seeing this. This was the end of the game when Bradley Beal waited until their three-point shooter was hoisting a three-pointer to tie the game to foul him so that they could win it in regulation at the free throw line.
Winslow has it.
Don't foul. You can't foul here.
Kennard got to watch out. 3 seconds. Puts up the shot. Hits it. Have a chance to lose it.
Unreal.
First of all, let me say this about Kutcher there. That's an incredible call.
Yep.
And obviously, he's network level. They brought him in. He was doing network stuff. But, I mean, the call itself is great. Everything about the delivery. But also, as the Wizards guy to say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was perfect. If you know, you know. If you watch that game, I overuse the term unfathomable. You play that game 1,000 times from the start of the third quarter on. How many times do you lose it? One? Maybe?
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, that was the one. It wasn't, the Beal play is just horrific. But, like, there were so many of those. You know what I mean?
Of course
when
I do.
When you go through it, like, Kyle Kuzma at times was just lethargic late in that game, and everyone took a turn. Everyone was involved. And I really believe, truly, if you want to know why they lost that game, yes, they stopped playing. Yes, it was the effort in the second half wasn't there. All those things. I loved the Wes Unseld Jr. hire. Mm-hmm. I like him as a dude from what I can gather. I think he's a good guy for this job, a good option. I thought last night, he better burn that tape, dude. That was as much on him as anyone in that building.
Yeah, they're 13-22 since that start. Remember how that start, how great it was? It was so much fun.
We were cutting promos. We had Tommy on. We're yelling about him being the GM of the year.
There was such a bad energy. And now they've lost a few straight. This happens. Teams go through this stuff. I mean, they're not alone. The Lakers can't get right, and everyone's mad at Russell Westbrook, and they're going to fire Frank Vogel probably as a scapegoat for bad team management and building, whatever. it just looks like things are slipping away. And you turn to who? Who's your leader? Who's the lead goose? What's Bradley Beal?
Where are you, dude?
Who's more slouchy and, you know, I'm the first person ever to receive contact on a layup. I'm going to stand there with my hands on my hips, nodding at the referee.
How about
Where's my defensive effort? Where's my locking in? Be the port in the storm here, dude.
Perfectly said. Be the port in the storm. I keep waiting. I'm thinking, it's okay. We got a Batman, right? Everyone always tells me, we got our Steph Curry. We're fine. We got Damian Lillard. He's about to just take over. He's not going to let this happen. You don't have that, okay? You pretend like you have that. You don't have that. We've got an awesome Robin. And I don't even like saying this about Beal because genuinely, I like Bradley Beal as a person. I think he is a really good dude. I like everything about the guy. We've had him on the show many times. He seems like a really good family guy. He's got his kids at the court. I see them being interviewed. They're cute as a button. Like, I root for him. Our job is to give opinions, and my opinion is he can't allow that. Like, grab someone by the jersey last night and point up at the scoreboard and say, not on my damn watch. It's not happening. But instead, I'm going to over-dribble and turn the ball over. And it was, last night was a problem that makes you worry about bigger things than last night. And I hate doing that as a sports fan. Every game is its own entity. Let's not make big declarations about 48 minutes. But last night's one of those games where you go, I don't know, man. Maybe something's rotten on the inside.
Yeah, everything that's wrong was on display.
Chris in D.C., how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Hey, no, I was just, I'm one of these, I'm a diehard Wizards fan. Like, I literally don't miss a possession of any game. So, I've been screaming that we needed to trade Bradley Beal for at least, like, 2 years now. He's going to get that ridiculous contract, and he's not one of those guys. He is one of the best shooting guards in the NBA, but that's it. That's where it stopped for me. Thank you.
Appreciate Love the call. You, buddy. Let's go to Rob in D.C. on the fan. Rob, what's good?
What's up, Grant? How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Chilling.
So, listen, Grant, I went to Mason with you, but anyways, some different Sweet. Story. But myself and my wife are huge, huge Wizards fan, huge D.C. sports fans. And last night when you got onto your Instagram and kind of went live, me and my wife, we lost it last night, right? And we've been saying the same thing and kind of tweeting the same thing to everyone over and over and over again all throughout the year, right? This is a coaching issue, not only a player issue, but a coaching issue. A simple not being able to pass the ball in over and over and over again throughout the year is a coaching issue. Right?
Fair.
And when you say, hey, Grant, I got a question for you as well. Grant, you said, listen, you have a good friend, right, that you really, really like. That doesn't mean you're going to allow him to perform surgery on you, does it?
Who are you talking about? I don't know who you're talking about.
So Grant, I'm saying you said, hey, he's your best Robin, and you really like Bradley Beal. He's the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a really good person, and you cheer for him, right?
Yeah.
He's not that person. You could be a great guy, but that doesn't mean you're that person.
Oh, bro, you're preaching to the choir.
Thanks, dude.
My point is, I think I'm taking crazy pills. I'm the one that doesn't understand why everyone acts like this is something that it isn't. I watch these games. I see the 9 turnovers. I see that if Kyle Kuzma's out, you have no chance to hit a big shot because he hasn't hit one in years. I don't understand why we're about to pay him $200 million. I'm saying I like the human being. I'm saying I understand the infatuation
from
Ted Leonsis with a guy that you can build your whole thing around because he's a mensch of a human being and he does everything right. But he is not a Batman. He's also not a point guard. Right now, they're asking him to be both. And I think that's unfair to him. And it's going to lead to
such an indictment of Dinwiddie,
a lot of annoying nights.
Such an indictment of Spencer Dinwiddie and how poorly this thing is working at this stage. It just is. Unless Dinwiddie magically turns it around and they figure out how to share the court together, you're in for this. I mean, look at Dinwiddie's nice games, and he's had some. You know who's not playing that night? Tends to be Bradley Beal. When they're on the court together, it's a lot of last night where he's just a passenger, and you could tell he's like, I better get the hell out of the way because Brad's going to go 1-on-4 and kick it off himself.
And the ball gets stagnant.
Yes. I mean,
they've done well without him. Now they've played a lot of bad teams without him as well. But last night will be a referendum on him, I guess, and we're making at least the last couple seconds that with his decision-making. But they can't get the ball in, 5-second violation. There are a ton of things that happened leading up to that. Everyone had a hand in this thing. But I can't figure out, why are they playing 12 guys at a time? How does Daniel Gafford play 6 great minutes and we don't see him again for 2 quarters?
We don't see him.
Routinely, by the way.
And I know he got in foul trouble, but okay, sprinkle him in.
Last night, yes, 2 quick fouls in like 13 seconds. But as a general rule, this is his night. Daniel Gafford plays hard for 6 minutes, oftentimes really well with like 4 points and 4 rebounds, and then we see him again right after halftime for 6 more minutes. What is that? They have too many guys. They need to trade probably 3 or 4 players and get like 1 or 2 back max and have a tighter rotation with hand-selected players to make this thing work better. And luckily, Tommy's hit home run after home run at trading pieces, so maybe he's able to pull that off at the deadline. If you guys want to weigh in on the Wizards, one of the unbelievable collapses in team history, 800-636-1067, you can do that next. Plus, I've got a list of Washington football team free agents, Danny, that is sneaky long with important players. Nobody's really talking about this yet. Everyone just keeps talking about Brandon Scherff. They got a bunch of guys who are set to be UFAs who are actually really important to this team. I want to read the list to you. We'll do that as we continue. Grant and Danny, Frank Herzog in 35 minutes right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kennard, the 3 for the tie! Oh my goodness! I don't believe what I have seen! We are tied at 115! And a foul!
What a call. That's the Clips broadcast on Bally Sports out west. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Wizards have been taking on water really since their 10-3 start. It's been a struggle. Last night was rock bottom, though, as they led by 35, and more importantly, they led by 7 with 11 seconds left. They led by 8 with 30 seconds left. And time again, they made just a losing play, a terrible decision. It's not even just turnovers or dribbling the ball out of bounds or stepping on the line. You can't get the ball in. You're fouling guys at half court when you are ready to play defense and they don't have numbers. You're fouling a shooter while he's going up to tie the game with a second left and giving him the free throw to win the game. Stuff you will never see. You can watch basketball for 50 years. There's 7 or 8 things last night that you just won't see. And they all happened within a span of several minutes and the Wizards lost. And we're trying to figure out what's going on here. I think a big part of it, frankly, is Bradley Beal is their best player. And so fair or not, when you are wearing the crown, it's heavy. And he's struggling. Like, he's not having his normal year. Last year, he averaged over 31 points. The last 2 years, he's averaged over 30 points. Now, I'm not saying he needs to average 30 points with this group and this rotation. But his points are down about 8 per game. Almost every offensive category for him in terms of efficiency, shooting, scoring, those things, they're down. He's shooting less field goals. He's making a lesser percent of field goals. His three-point percentage is the worst that it has been in his career right now. He's shooting 30% from deep. he misses his first couple threes to start this next game, Danny, he's going to be a 29% free throw shooter, a three-point shooter. That's a big part of it. So then we can get into the coaching staff. We can get into the fit or the Dinwiddie struggles after the contract he got. There's a lot of things at play here.
But listen, Grant, if he was just a rotational piece, if he was just a nice player, if, you know, no one's picking on, you know, Montrezl Harrell's failures of last night or Kyle Kuzma's or KCP's.
We barely brought those guys up.
We're about to get $250 million here. He's not going to sign an extension because he can get 5 years, $250 million.
And we spend every
That's
day.
Why.
Like the topic on the Wizards is always what? Does Bradley Beal want to be here? Is Bradley Beal happy? He never really seems to be happy. It's just a weird thing. I've said this a couple times, but I just think that's what they talk about with Giannis in Milwaukee. It's what they talk about with the best players in the NBA. Now, the top 8, 9, 10 elite guys that are leading their team to championships. And that's what we do here with Beal.
Yeah, it's very strange because in other sports, different examples. So the player there's the closest parallel that's happened here in another sport was Kirk Cousins. Cousins isn't bad. He's also not in that top few where if you have him, you're automatically a top couple seed, you're going to Super Bowls, etc. Cousins, vilified, hated, despised. Beal, exalted, and treated as if he's in this elite fraternity. He ain't Luka Doncic. He's not Steph Curry. He's not Giannis or Jason Tatum or Kevin Durant or Paul George or James Harden.
But he's not Zach LaVine.
But you and I both know that. But he's treated for whatever reason, and you can't move on from that because you finally got somebody that's pretty decent. And he's very good. Nobody's saying he's not very good, but he's treated as if he's truly great. If you're truly great, your team just doesn't have a problem winning 45 games. And if you get a good supporting cast.
In this league.
Yeah.
Because like you say, we all the time will do the wins-losses thing in other sports. In the NBA.
Basketball's different, man.
You just have LeBron, you roll the basketball out, and which game in the conference finals are we going to go
to? If Tom Brady also played defense and also could block shots and get steals and tackles, now we have an equivalent. When there's you're 20% of who's on the court for your roster, you control the basketball and everything, there's an awful lot more that you can contribute. So I do wins and losses for those kind of guys.
In this sport, I think you're able to do it more than any other sport. But I'm not even going to go to the extent of saying, if you're that good, win me a playoff series. I'm not even doing that. What I'm saying is, at some point last night in this game you led by 35, in this game where literally one time a team has collapsed and 16,000 plus times they haven't, when they lead by 7 points in the last 11 seconds, find a way to get your team over the finish line there. He had the basketball. He gave it up to Kyle Kuzma, who's not a particularly good free throw shooter, to shoot free throws. Hold on to that ball until they foul you and go hit two free throws. Don't give the ball to Kyle Kuzma. Be Batman, bro. Be Christian Bale. Where is she? Where is she? You want to be a star? You better give me a star effort. Hold on to the ball. Go shoot your free throws. Nope, I'm giving it to Kyle Kuzma. Okay, fine. On the other end, don't foul that guy. See that guy over there with the receding hairline? That guy, that one? The guy that just hit the shot from 56 feet behind the arc, uncontested? Don't foul that guy when he shoots. He's in this league because he can hit that shot. I watched that dude at Cameron Indoor, only time I ever went there, hit that shot 14 times 4 years ago against Wake Forest. I need you to know that's not the guy to foul in that spot. And then he just looked at the ref with like palms up, Jordan against Portland. Like, why'd you call that? What are you doing, dude? Ryan in Alexandria, what's going on?
Okay. Unlike the Wizards, your guys' show makes my day every day, so I'm grateful. But look,
thank you.
We had Ernie and we got, yeah, it's my pleasure. Ernie and Scott, they go, and I'm like, great, the toilet is flushed. They flush wall for Westbrook and turn them into assets. I'm like, great, brand new start. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. And then somehow Russ was like, Brad, here's what you do at the end of a game. You give a magical ball to a tiny monster. He sucks out all your basketball power. You forget everything. You just flail around like your limbs are noodles until the ball goes wherever. Who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. You're making millions. We got to trade him because of his contract situation. And more importantly, we have a worse ratio of power forwards to team than a Dunkaroos cookies to cream situation. We have 56 power forwards. I can't even name them all. When I went to the Tatum game where he dropped 50 on us and it looked effortless, Bertans didn't get in until the third quarter. He had a DNP last night for who knows why. He's getting a bajillion dollars. And because we had to play Rui, we got to play Avdija, we got to play Kuzma, we got to play Gafford, we got to play Harrell, we got to play Bertans. There's so many power forwards.
It's impossible to play them all.
Take a bow,
what
Ryan.
A promo, dude.
Take a bow.
What a promo.
That's a phone call. People are like, see, you guys don't give people enough time when they call in. I'll give Ryan an hour if he wants an hour.
But to Ryan's point, though, real quick, they in previous years, they would do this without much talent. Now they're in a better position. They've got a bunch of pieces, so Tommy Shepard can make moves. It's time to make one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to start picking up that Rolodex.
No, I want Tommy to make four trades.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I think they have to trade four or five players and get two back.
Give me some number ones.
Tighten this up, and you got pieces. You have assets.
Yes.
You've done well. This is not a whole just bash everything they've done for a year. The wall for Westbrook trade ended up being a slam dunk. Everyone who was mad about it was wrong. Then you flip Westbrook into these three players who have all helped you at times this year. It looks like Kyle Kuzma can actually do this. It looks like he's a player, maybe a building block. You got a chance now to try to fix this thing at this deadline. And if they just let it ride and make one small trade like they always do, it's going to be really frustrating. You know it was a big game when Richmond John decides to call in.
Wow.
Normally we just tweet with him.
Wow.
But he's actually on the horn today. What's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, dude? I don't know if I can. Oh, thank you. I don't know if I can follow that last caller.
It's like, a tough act to follow.
Grant, I'm just frustrated, man. Like, ball is all I really know. Like, I talk out of my butt about other sports. Like, basketball, I actually know. And you brought up a good point last night on Instagram with Standing. And, like, you know, what's the stated goal? Like, if your goal is to just make the playoffs, that's one thing. But, like, we've done this song and dance. And Ryan's right. The previous caller, I think his name is Ryan. You know, they do have a bunch of power forwards. But I actually think Wes and Tommy are trying to figure out, like, what is our core group of guys? Mm-hmm. I think that was like a test of metal type situation last night. I don't think that's a coaching issue. I actually think that rotation was out there for a reason, because they could have put Denny out there, right? Better defender. Could have put Gafford out there, better defender in the paint. You know what I mean? They were testing certain guys, and they failed the test miserably.
Interesting. So, because what you're saying is true, and it's so intuitive, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to, like, ball is not life for me. Ball is just a thing that happens, like, every few days from time to time. I'm not X's and O's with Brian Oering, or what's the former coach's name?
Yeah, that's him.
These guys that know what they're talking about. Like, I don't, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and pretend to schematically. I can't tell you about a zipper cut. But what I do know is Denny Avdija can shut someone down at the end of the game. And Daniel Gafford can protect the rim. And by not putting those guys in, my point is, where were you, Wes Unseld Jr.? Were you napping? And you're saying, no, let's give him a little benefit of the doubt here. He's not an idiot.
It was purposeful.
You're saying he's trying to figure out.
Right.
Maybe it's even trade deadline related. Like, all right, let's see if they can write this thing, or if they're actually going to just let this
spot
be.
Spot on.
That's interesting.
And one of the two, at the end of the game, if you watch, Dinwiddie is on Luke What's-His-Face, who shoots the ball, right? And then Beal comes off of his man, peels off. They're double teaming at that point. Beal doesn't even angle him. He allows him to go around, take the shot, and then the foul gets called on whoever, Dinwiddie or Beal. So they actually doubled the shooter. He still got the shot off, made it, got fouled, and they won the game. So that's not a coaching error, man. That's like, that was drawn up. If he gets the ball, he's supposed to be there, and they let him through.
It was exasperating, everything about
it. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you, John. Good to hear from you. It takes that kind of a game. Next thing you know, Gylo is hopping off Twitter, dialing a number, remembers the number all of a sudden. I mean, the Wizards fans come out in droves.
All it took was the all-time collapse in franchise history.
All it took was blowing a 35-point lead. If you guys want to react, you can. 800-636-1067. Deadline's coming up. What might they do? Remember, today is the 30th anniversary of the 1991 Redskins winning the Super Bowl to kick off 1992. Frank Herzog's with us at 3, Joe Jacoby at 4, Mark Schlereth at 5, Mark Rippon at 6. Got all kinds of playoff banter as well to come your way on G&D right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Collectively, from 1 through 10, myself included, it's embarrassing. We can't let this happen. Cannot happen. An 80-point half, 13 turnovers for 23 points. They go to the line, you know, a bunch in the second half. Points in the paint. It was real easy for them. They gave them life, allowed them to stay in it. They made big plays late.
Voice of Wes Unseld Jr., head coach of the Wizards. Speaking of voices, one of the best, one of the most important in D.C. sports history, Frank Herzog is on this show in 11 minutes. And I'm going to try not to make it about me, Danny, but I will say Frank Herzog's one of my mentors. I haven't talked to him in years. When I was 10 years old, I used to go do football picks on Channel 9. He was the sports broadcaster at the time, and he, among people in this industry, I'm giving out a gold, silver, and bronze medal. He's got a podium in terms of people that made the biggest impacts on me. So I'm really excited to talk to him.
Here's the thing. You got unique insights. Make it about yourself a little bit. I got no problem.
It's not even. It's 91 Redskins. We're going to do that. But I do want to just at least acknowledge what Frank meant to me when we chat with him coming up at 3 o'clock. For different reasons. A couple different times over the years, we've tried to get him on. It hadn't worked out. He does not like the attention at this point. I think I could say that comfortably. Like, he doesn't really want to be.
Yeah, it's not what he majors in.
In the mix, he's in Carolina. He's retired. He's living his own life. He's doing his own thing. But he's coming on to reminisce with us today. So that should be a lot of fun coming up at 3 o'clock.
Speaking of Carolina, funny thing. Last night, apparently, Bally Sports Carolina was in attendance at the game. They had the final call on Luke's shot last night. I'll play here for you.
I smell a skit in a bit coming.
Uh-oh. Kennard, the three for the tie. Oh my goodness! From Bethesda.
Not bad.
Really weird that they were there. I don't know.
It's very strange.
The first of his two threes at the end of the game was actually from Bethesda. He was at Black's, my favorite restaurant, or maybe he was at Woodmont Grill.
The Capitol Crescent Trail.
Like he was sitting in caddies. His ass was on a stool at the bar
next
to
Jim Riggleman.
And he took that shot. Dinwiddie didn't even bother to take a step toward him because he was so far away.
From Bethesda!
That loss, it's going to go. It will live in infamy. Guy Lowe, normally tweeting us. You know, if Guy Lowe's on the horn, something terrible happened last night. What's up, buddy?
See, it's something terrible, mildly good for my team, but usually terrible. I have two points. I'm not going to talk about the disaster last night because there's really no point to. I mean, let's be real here. They lost by 40. Not the first time. They've lost before, but whatever. What the biggest issue I have, I mean, Grant, you are not alone in how you feel about Bradley Beal. I mean, ask Darius last night. He was in the space with me. We was hearing about everybody losing their minds, going crazy. But the number two thing I have a big issue with is I don't blame Tommy. I don't blame Beal. They're just doing their job. I feel like you have to blame the owner because there is clearly a mandate that we must build around Bradley Beal. We don't want to tank ever. And it doesn't work because I think that Ted Leonsis considers Bradley Beal in a way like kind of like Ovechkin, where you can draft the guy. And if you continually dump all the money and the loyalty, eventually it'll pay off. But basketball doesn't work like hockey. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Guylo, I think you're right about this.
I literally agree with every word.
Yeah, I think he does think of him as his Ovechkin, like his circuit to circuit. He'll be his whole career guy. And that's why I'm really worried that they're going to give him $200-plus million. Because either choosing between that or trading him for a boatload, I'm trading him for a boatload. But I do have a fear that they're going to give him 200 or so million bucks. Kendall and Brandywine, we're up against the end of the hour. We only got 30 seconds, but I want to squeeze you in here. Go ahead.
Great last call, Guylo. That's exactly right. Let me just say this. The stated goal has never been about a championship. It's always been about making the playoffs. The reason why I think is Ted understands that unless you have a top five player, you're not going to win a championship. And so he doesn't want to lose money. So his goal has always been to make the playoffs. And Brad can give you that, but Brad is not going to give you the championship. We don't need to. We need to get everybody over 25 needs to be traded because there's no fix to this. Because the goal should be winning a championship, not just to make money. This is not hockey. So again, we need to trade everybody. Get them all out of here. Anybody 25? Anybody over 26? Get them out of here.
Kendall's hitting detonate after last night. They were 10-3 at one point. Remember that? How that feels like it was years ago.
Been a while.
Frank Herzog, the legendary and iconic voice of the Washington Redskins back in the day, helps us reminisce. 30 years ago today, they won the Super Bowl. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.